SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Daily Stoicism. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and let's get real for a second. Life can be a total roller coaster, right? There are highs that make you want to dance on rooftops, and lows that leave you wanting to crawl under the covers and hibernate. But one thing that consistently pops up in those tough times? Resentment. You know that feeling when someone messes up, and instead of letting it go, you hold on to that grudge like a hot potato? Trust me, I've been there. We all have. Holding on to anger and bitterness doesn't just hurt the other person. It eats away at us from the inside out, making it harder to be happy and move forward. So today, we're diving into the power of forgiveness, not just for others but most importantly, for ourselves. Forgiveness isn't about condoning bad behavior. It's about releasing that grip on negativity so you can finally free yourself. Think of it like this. Holding on to anger is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. Forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting or excusing what happened, but it does mean choosing to let go of the pain and resentment that's weighing you down. Here are five key takeaways to remember when it comes to forgiveness. Firstly, understand that forgiveness isn't a sign of weakness. It actually takes a lot of strength and courage to say, "I choose to let go." It means acknowledging your feelings, processing them, and then consciously deciding to move on. Secondly, remember that forgiveness is primarily for you. Holding on to anger only hurts you in the long run. It steals your joy, keeps you stuck in the past, and prevents you from fully experiencing life in the present moment. Thirdly, forgiveness doesn't happen overnight. It's a process, a journey. Be patient with yourself. There will be ups and downs, moments when you feel like giving up. But keep going, because every step towards forgiveness is a victory. Next, practice self-compassion. We all make mistakes, and we all hurt each other sometimes. Forgive yourself for the wrongs you've committed, just as you would forgive others. It's about acknowledging your imperfections and choosing to move forward with kindness and understanding. Finally, remember that forgiveness isn't a one-time event. It's an ongoing practice, a way of life. It requires continuous effort and intentionality. Just like any skill, it takes time and dedication to master. Ever had a friend who did something really hurtful? Maybe they broke a promise or said something mean that just stung. You know the feeling. That anger simmering beneath the surface, making it hard to even look at them, let alone be happy for them. That's what happened to me last year with my best friend, Sarah. She went behind my back and shared some personal information I confided in her, which really shattered my trust. For weeks, I held onto that anger like a shield, refusing to forgive her. I felt justified in being mad, you know? But it was slowly poisoning me from the inside out. It affected everything. My relationships with other people, my ability to enjoy things, even my sleep. Then one day, I realized something. Holding on to this anger wasn't hurting Sarah, it was just hurting me. I finally understood that forgiveness isn't about condoning her actions, but about freeing myself from the pain they cause. It took a lot of work, some honest conversations, and a whole lot of self-reflection, but eventually, I forgave Sarah. And you know what? It was liberating. The weight lifted, and I could finally start moving forward. Our relationship isn't perfect, but it's healthier now because we both chose to forgive each other. And that's the most important takeaway here. Forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting or saying everything is okay. It means choosing to release the past, to focus on healing, and to create a better future for yourself. Remember, forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. It's a powerful tool that can help you break free from negativity and cultivate a healthier, happier mindset. So today, I challenge you to take a step towards forgiveness. Identify something or someone holding you back, and start letting go. You'll be amazed by the difference it makes. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could benefit from hearing these words. Leave a review if it resonated with you. Your feedback means the world. And most importantly, keep practicing those Stoic principles every day. Until next time, stay strong and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.